Baba Basra daf samachala from the base. What answers like tzricha? This halacha that the room isn't included in the sale of the house wasn't necessary, but to tell us the afal gav the motzer le mitzrei abray, that even when the seller made the borders, showed the borders to the buyer, what he's selling him, and motzer le mitzrei abray, so he showed him he made the places, he also showed the boundaries wider. So it turns out that room that is used for storage finds itself within those boundaries that he showed him that he's selling him. So our Tanya of our Mishnah is teaching us that one who buys did not get that room too. Because the intention of the seller by showing him the boundaries, which included to widen his boundaries, was not to include this room, only to point out and to assign boundaries that are more recognized to the people of the city, more than just the limits of the house, the boundaries of the house. The Gemara brings us support to this verdict that Rav Nachman, similar to what Rav Nachman said with regards to another halacha. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Rabu, Rav Nachman says, name of Rabbi Rabu, Hamoicher Bayis L'Chaveiroi, one who sells a house to his friend, and that house finds itself Bibira Gedoilo, in a large house. It's like a large hole which has a roof, and surrounding it there are houses that are open to it, similar to like an apartment building where different houses open up into the big, in a big area, and the bira, the big area, does not serve as a dwelling place, but the people of the houses go there or sit there. So afal pi shemotzar loy. So even though when the seller sold to the buyer, he signed him the boundaries that are outside of the entire big room, so then we don't say that the bira, that the palace itself, the big room itself, is included in the sale, because the seller did not have in mind to sell the bira itself, the palace, the big area itself, but mitzorim hircherloi, he just wanted to assign him wider boundaries so that they should be recognizable to the people of the city. So the Gemara says, hey Chidom, how are we dealing with? What is the case that Rav Nachman needed to teach us that only the house was sold to him? If we shall say that the people of that place refer to a house, ulevira, and when they talk about the entire big house, including all these houses, they call bira, pshita, then it's obvious that the bira is not included in the sale, because bayis zabin lei, he sold him a house, and bira loy zabin lei, a bira which he never mentioned about a bira, he didn't sell him. So then we don't need Rav Nachman to teach us that he's not included. Ella, but if you're going to say that the libira namikor lei bayis, that such a kind of a bira, such a kind of a area, is referred to by the people of that place as a house, just as you would call a regular house. So if, when you want to sell only a small house, one section of a house, from amongst this bira, so you say befedish, you say one house, bayis echad, one house. So if the moicher is selling bayis ani moicher loch, I'm selling you the house, kulei zabin lei. So then he actually sold him the entire palace, the entire bira, even without him assigning the outer boundaries that includes the bira in it, since he doesn't say bayis echad, just says bayis. So therefore, how could Rav Nachman say, it's impossible Rav Nachman to say that he didn't sell him the bira even in this way? The Gemara answers, it's not necessary. The ruba, the most people of the city, called lay the bayis, they refer to this house that's in the bira bayis, and the bira, to the bira, to the bigger area, they call it bira. But the economy, there are also people, the libira called le bayis, that for the bira they will also call bayis. Mao the tamer, then I would say that since the seller went and showed him the boundaries, the outer boundaries, which includes also the birin inside it, then he showed us that in his mind that he's one of the minority that called the birah bayis. And when he said bayizah ani meicher loch, when he said kulei zabin lei, he sold him the entire birah with the houses. Kamash malah, and so Rav Nachman tells us no, that the birah is not included, and the reason is midhave lei lemichtev. Since he should have written, the seller should have written the document, that you did not leave in this sale at all. In other words, he should have said, I didn't leave for myself anything in the sale. And therefore, and that way he would have proven that he actually sold everything. But since he didn't write so, from where we learn, so this tells us that Shayir, that he left himself over within the boundaries that were pointed out, he left himself over and he only sold him the house itself. A similar halacha of Rav Nachman with regards to one who sells a field which finds itself in the valley. One who sells a field to his friend and that field finds itself in a great valley that has many fields that belong to him, and he's standing in one of them and he's saying, I'm selling you this field. Even though he assigned, he showed, he pointed out to the seller, the buyer, the outer boundaries which are outside of the field, by the boundaries of the neighbors that are bordering his valley, where his fields are in, nevertheless. So according to this, the entire valley is in the boundaries of the seller. So we don't say that he sold him the entire valley, but we're saying only his field alone, because the reason he shows him is mitzari v'chirlo. He showed him in the document of sale the wider boundaries so that people should know which is his, that he is part of these fields. So the Gemara says again, hey Chidom, in what situation did Rav Nachman need to teach us that only the field is sold and not the valley? If we shall say that the people refer, when they talk about a field, they call it a field, and they talk about a valley, they call it a biko pshita. So it's obvious when a person says that he didn't include the biko, the valley, because he sold them a field, but he never sold them a valley, which wasn't mentioned of there at all. But what are you going to say? That people refer to when they talk about a valley full of fields, it's referred to as a field. And when you want to sell one field within the valley, you say specifically one field of the valley. So if he tells him without saying he sold him the entire valley, even without him assigning and pointing out the outer boundaries, since he didn't say soda achas. So how could Rabbi Nachman say that he didn't sell him the bika? And that this is the case where the people do call the soda, they call the bika soda. The more answers, loy tzricha, that this case is not necessary for Nachman to teach us the chiddush. Ella, but on the case, the Iko, there is people of the place, the Lisode, that for the field that's in the valley, called Lisode. And Ulevika, Koirim Biko. So this is separate. But the Iko Nami, but there are also the Lebiko Korulo Sode, that they do call Lebiko field also. So Maudetame, I would think that since that the seller assigned him in the boundaries, the outer ones, so we think that he included the valley in it. So when he said Sodazu ani meicherloch, I'm selling this field, he wanted to. He's like all these that called the valley a field, and kulo zabinle, and he sold him the entire bika. Kamash malon. So Rav Nachman comes to teach us that the valley is not part of the sale. And the reason is because he should have wrote him, the buyer should have wrote it into the document of sale, I did not leave in this sale for myself anything. And therefore, he would have, by writing so, he would have taken away all doubts about what he sold. But the Moicha did not write that I didn't leave myself over. No. So we learn from this, that he did leave himself within the boundaries that he pointed out. And he only sold him that field alone. So the Gemara explains now, why did Rav Nachman have to double these halacha? Rav Nachman needed to teach us this din also with regards to the house and also with regards to the valley. If he would have told us only this halacha with regards to the bayis, with regards to the house, then we would say that only by a house the bira is not included in the sale, mishum daho tashmish teluchud, because the use of the house is an independent use, one type of use. Vaho, and this one, the bira tashmish teluchud, is a separate use, because the house is meant to live in. But the bira is just meant to sit there and to walk around. And therefore, when he mentioned in his words, buys the house, then he didn't have in mind the sale of the bira. Avol bikod chulachad tashmishta he bought the valley, which the entire valley, all the fields and the valleys, are there standing ready to be plowed. I would say kulizabin lay that he sold him all the valley. That's what he intended to sell him, and that's why Rav Nachman taught us that even in such a case, the entire valley is not included in the sale. The Iyashmino, the Nifra Nachman would have taught us his din with regards to the field that's in the Biko, that he didn't sell him, that he didn't really sell the Tabika, then I would say that only by the sale of the field does not include the valley, because the seller was not able to be metzayin, to point to the buyer boundaries exactly of the field and how to separate it from amongst the other fields, because all fields are similar to each other and you can't tell amongst them, and therefore it was necessary for him to widen the boundaries. Avol bayis, but when you sell a house, every house is different in its shape and its measurement and the thickness of the wall. So in a situation, in this case, the havalei lemimtza lei, the seller should have assigned the boundaries, the exact boundaries of the house. And the loy motzad lei, and he did not give him that. So that proves that the kul is avin lei, that he sold him the entire bira because he gave him the signs from the outside. Tzricha. So Rachma says, no, that also by a house, he did not sell him the bira, but only the bayis itself. Gemara brings now what Abaye instituted in the nusach, in the way to write the document of sale, and his reason. Gemara says, "Kiman ozlo the Omar Rav Mori Barod Bas Shmuel Mishmei Abaye." According to whom does this follow? This that Rav Mori said. Rav Mori was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, in the name of Abaye. Hai man de mezabne levide lechavre. Whoever sells something to his friend, he has to write him the document of sale. I did not leave over in the sale for me anything. The Gemara says, "Kiman," like whose opinion? Like Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav Barabua, who holds that the seller can argue that he assigned larger boundaries, wider boundaries, more than the sale, and he did not have in mind to sell everything that's included in these boundaries. So in order to prevent this argument, the Chachamim instituted that the seller should write in the document that he didn't leave himself over anything in the sale. The Gemara comes to add now, which assets are included in the languages, different languages that the seller says. One who says to his friend, this was the buyer saying to the seller, The seller is saying to the buyer, I'm sorry, the seller is saying to the buyer that I'm selling you the property of Beis Chaya. In other words, the Bechia. In other words, the property that I purchased from Rabbi Chia,
and it's still called of Bechia, that is what I'm selling to you. So the seller had two pieces of property, the Havim Miskar and the Bechia, that were called Bechia. So now it becomes an argument between the seller and the buyer. So the argument between the seller and the buyer was that the buyer said that he had bought both of them, that he sold them two fields of Bechia. And the seller says he only sold one. Amar Abashi, Rabbi said like this. Chada Amar Lei. He told him one property told him. Tarte Lomale, he didn't tell him two. Because the seller used the language of a singular, he says Ara. And the word Ara is a singular, because he only sold him one piece of land. But if the seller would say to the buyer, ar'ata, in other words, properties, pieces of land, I'm selling you in a plural, stoma, without specifying the number, the buyer would be able to take two properties, because miut ar'osa shtayim, because the minimum of the language ar'osa plural is v2. V'i omarlei kol ar'osa, and if the seller would say to the buyer, all my fields I'm selling you, then his intention is kolaros of the islay, then all the properties that he has, lebar me bustone, with the exception of the gardens, upardese, and orchards, because they have a name independently, they're not included in that atot, in when they flew the e omar lei, and if the seller says to the buyer, kol ar ato, all fields I sell you, then we say, vi omar lei, the seller says, ziharo, an inheritance I sell you. Afilu bei bustonu pardesa. Then even the orchards and the gardens, which are not included arata, are included. Nachla means what he possesses, all my possessions, basically. So that includes all types of possessions, whether it's a garden or fields. Lebar, with the exception of besides of homes and slaves.